Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, love will find a way. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and again, you are at the right place at the right time. Oh, ever so much more now than ever before. And I have my reasons for saying that. And as we get into the program, that will become much more clear. Thank you again for taking the time out this evening. We here, Progressive News Weekly, as I like to share, are here for you. It's about news and information that's gathered, called from around the globe, typically more so than not within the continental United States, although we do cross the borders from time to time to bring you information that you just won't hear elsewhere, at least not as you will hear it here. Unadulterated, straight, as we say, no chaser. And it's given the time that it deserves. No political or business interest, no spin, just bringing you straight news, information. And it's information that's been vetted. So no talking heads here. This isn't Jerry Springer. Nothing against him personally. But this is no, well, as the saying goes, mama drama or daddy drama. It's real. It's about making changes, making differences in the lives of people everywhere, especially those who are more disenfranchised than others. Recently, with what's going on in our society in terms of the social injustices that have taken place, we've put a significant amount of focus on the African American plight. We've talked about how the diversity of the planet is filling the energy to a small degree of what African Americans have been coping with for centuries. And so that's a good thing, and we will continue to highlight that. We started a series a few weeks back where we're going to be doing an in-depth investigation on how we can make a difference and then laying out solutions. So look for that next episode in the upcoming weeks before the end of the month. And next week we have another hard-hitting investigative report coming to you. And so the week after that, we'll be coming back to you live to have an adjunct to Gushen on making a difference and some of the things that you and I, we, need to be thinking about, planning for, and then executing. This is the time, folks, like never before in history, there is an opportunity. Now, we're not there by far, and the Black Lives Matter movement is an integral part, but far from core that it appears to be. And we're going to be getting into more of that, and hopefully we're working on having in the weeks and months ahead representatives from various areas and of participation in this movement. Because, yes, we are in a movement like never before. And there's so much that we're all coping with, not just African Americans, every human living being on the planet. And of course, the Wuhan Corona COVID-19 virus underscored that. And there's so much to be said about that, and we're going to be getting much more in-depth on that topic next week, in fact. With regard to the social injustices that have been highlighted over the last couple of months, we're going to be getting into some more in-depth researched information on that as well. Some things that may shock you, may knock your socks off. Maybe you want to come to the program without socks next week because we don't want to have to shock them off of you. So be aware and tune in for that. In the meantime, we must all cope day to day with what's happening. And some of us are faring better than others. And I'm not talking financial at this point. I'm just talking being able to energetically handle what's going on, just to be energetically able to handle what's going on. And truly, core of things, speaking of core, we're going to talk about core off and on this evening. That's the heart of the matter. It really isn't about the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual, as well as the physical. It has to be a holistic, balanced approach in order to cope with what's going on. You see, we're being bombarded by the media. And I've said this for the 10 years I've been on the air with you, for my long-term listeners. Be very, very careful of what you're allowing into your psyche. There are subliminal messages that are coming out of that boob tube. And we've called that thing a boob tube for what? Half a century now? And it truly is a boob tube more than ever before. You know, it was Malcolm that said, you know, am I being hoodwinked or bamboozled or a combination of all? So we have to be so, so careful. Right now, everything is a program. And if you think of a program in the sense of a computer, something that is logically or illogically put together for a specific purpose, well, that's what we're exposing ourselves and our loved ones to if we blindly allow ourselves to be influenced by that boob tube. So please, folks, don't ever just turn that on. I want something in the background, or I just need something to take my mind off of my day, or I just want to watch a sitcom or some sports, because now you got to be concerned with what's happening in between. Nona Hendricks, drive it in between. You know, to be careful. The commercials are dangerous, not to mention the subliminal messages in the programs themselves. So we must be educated and we must be aware. And we must renew our senses, not just on a daily basis, but on a moment-by-moment basis. When I say renew our senses, I'm talking about the awareness factor. The awareness factor, folks. So, so critical. And so in light of everything that I'm saying, of course, naturally, one would ask, well, what do you suggest? Well, holistically, mind, body, spirit, emotion. The first step is to be aware of all of the above. That's the first step. And this evening, our special guest in that area. So, again, my regular listeners, you're familiar. Every now and then, we got to kind of clean house, so to speak. Every now and then, we've got to clean house. And not on a physical level, but on a mental level and an energetic level, in order to cope with the day-to-day things that are going on around us. It seems as though our society is topsy-turvy, upside down. No, don't misunderstand me, because I know a number of folks are still able to, you know, manage basically, you know, put two ends together to sort of make a whole sandwich out of life. But where's the nutrition? This is an analogy of the whole thing. Are you really being nourished? So we have to be so careful. There's so many dynamic components of what we're being bombarded with that we're not aware of. So again, the key, from my perspective holistically, it starts with awareness. And then once you're aware that there is a deficit, you can begin to work on meeting the deficit. And then, of course, you've got to exceed the deficit to be in balance. And so this evening, we have an expert in that area, and speaking of energy, and we're going to talk about being well, not just on an energetic level or spiritual level, but on a mental level. And, of course, on a physical level as well. We're going to talk a little bit holistic wellness and things that we need to be aware of holistically. So we're going to get into some of that discussion. I'll repeat this throughout the program as listeners are beginning, you know, to tune in. We're going to have a bonus before we close out the program, very possibly. And I'm just going to wait on that, see how that pans out. And I've been told we may have a listener, a surprise listener, so we'll see how that works out. But if it does, you'll certainly want to hang on to the end for that. But our guest, our special guest this evening, and my regular listeners, you're so familiar with this guest. It's just so timely with everything that's going on. And when I talk about being in balance and how important that is, it's key. You know, with the energies that are flowing right now, there's so much anger, dissent, sorrow, able to put those things in balance. And that's what we're going to talk about somewhat this evening. Bringing ourselves in a sense of balance on a societal level. And don't misunderstand me, because we don't want to overlook some of the specifics, and I never will. And when I say specifics, I mean some of the injustices that are going on that are being talked about, but we need to put it all in perspective. And trust me, as an African-American male, I live it. I will never forget. And I think it's important that none of us, regardless of our culture, white, black, brown, beige, whatever, you know, reference, you know, is made, as long as it's not derogatory, gender, income, you know, it's like one of the homies said in one of their albums. I'm talking about the none other than the OJs out of Ohio. It don't matter, because at the end of the day, you'll bleed. Isn't laughter good, folks? We need to just sometimes lighten up a little bit every now and then, and just kind of let it flow. I am in an environment where it's not uncommon to see someone make a transition. I'll tell you, and many of you know, I work with seniors and helping them with their health and their wellness. And so with what's been going on in these last several months, seeing transitions has become somewhat common. Not as much as many, believe me. In the environment I'm in, we kind of jumped right on the situation in terms of being safe. And so we've kept things to a significant degree at a minimum in terms of turnover, if you will, using that term. But it's not uncommon for once a month to come in and find out or receive a phone call at home, you know, Mrs. So-and-so or Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so made their transition. In fact, we had just had two in the last couple of weeks. Now, these aren't all COVID-related. This is something that I've coped with, you know, over the years, just from the nature of the environment. But it puts things in perspective about the fragility of life. It truly does. And that we have a responsibility. Those of us who are above ground physically, you know, have a responsibility. Because we're not here for no reason. And so I take it very serious when I speak about humanity, when I have specifics of disenfranchisement, and I think about the children, I think about the injustices that are going on, and I think about what can we do to be well. I've always said, as they say on the airlines, if you've ever flown, most of you have, if we have a problem, folks, and those oxygen masks drop from the ceiling, please put it on yourself first so that you may be able to help someone else. And that's a responsibility, not a right. We need to put our own oxygen mask on, folks, to our senses. Think as clearly as we can as we see some things around us falling apart. Not all, but I would say all of us have seen some things falling apart around us or appearing to fall apart. But our role and our purpose for being here is to help see those things fall together. And indeed, they may be falling together, and because of outside influences, perspective, having us thinking that they're falling apart. So we must be very, very careful. And we're going to talk about some of those things with our special guest, who I know is in studio and has been hearing me go on with my monologue. We have Miss Eula Pasternak, folks, and it's always a treat when she's able to join us, and I don't like to let too many weeks or months especially go by because of her talent and her energy and her spirit that she brings to the table. Eula Pasternak is a wellness and human energy expert, and she's also well-versed and considered a food expert by many nationally. Certainly in the area of GMO, genetically modified organisms, she is well respected. She's the founder of the Unity Center for Empowered Living and now is actually transitioning that into a more empowered, impactful operation. And so we're going to talk about how can we be well on a holistic level and cope with what's going on. There are pressures that we're all dealing with. A lot of us get on edge. You know, we turn on the television and it's just one thing after another. But I would say to you that there's some rainbow in those clouds. Miss Pasternak, can you hear my voice? Can you test your mic? Are you there?
Hello. Oh, hello, everyone. I can hear you well. How about you hearing me?
Yes, clear as a bell. Clear as a bell. Ms. Pasternak, thank you for taking the time out this evening. I know you're very, very busy with what you're doing and making a difference in the lives of many. And yourself, I pray you and your loved ones are well and safe in this environment that we're in.
Everyone is doing what they can. I am accountable for my state of well-being today. I have actually received an exchange of healing with a colleague because I was defeated.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. You said you were exchanged. I missed that.
Healing.
My headset fell out.
I exchanged healings with a colleague to balance myself up.
Okay.
Because I felt
You
I
fell
was
what?
Slightly defeated, impatient. I was not at my best, and I know that extends to everything that I say and do with others. So your metaphor for flying on a plane and in an emergency when the masks are released and we are asked to please put the mask on yourself first, that is what I did today. And that is what I hope and pray that we as humans transition more into doing for ourselves, because that is our accountability for how we feel, how we act, how we interact. That trickles outward, and it represents what state of body and mind and heart and soul we vibrate at and represent. We all are challenged. Some days, like you said, are more challenging than others. But taking that inventory of how we're doing probably needs to be more frequent, and therefore equipping ourselves with some tools that work, sometimes work quickly and sometimes the plan needs to be put in place where we do things gradually. I just hope that more and more good humans who are tired and worn out realize that a lot of that tired and worn out is their own doing, because we don't take the time to check in with ourselves. And be honest with ourselves. Uh-oh, I don't feel balanced. I don't feel good. I might need some time to balance myself. And actually do it. Because we are so well trained not to do it. Put someone else's well-being ahead of ours. Put someone else's needs ahead of ours, and even considering giving ourselves time out, that is a need. That's not being silly or selfish. We give children time out. What about adults? How many parents give themselves time out because they just snapped at a child because they did not manage their response to the stresses in life?
That's kind of profound. Say that. That's kind of profound. I want to stay on that for a moment. Repeat that again. You said how many of us as parents or adults, is that what I'm understanding?
Adults, yes, exactly.
Do not.
How many of us give ourselves time out? I exploded, or I was unkind, or I was unaware that I'm lying. And then I realized, oh my goodness, I just shared inaccurate information. That means I'm no longer in charge, and I need to give myself time out to reconnect to the higher realms or higher energies or higher form of me, which is called the higher self, to get that footing, to get that grounding, to get that something that balances our foundation so we can again be in better charge of our stability, of our kindness, of our patience. And this is a school of life, so we are here to be challenged, to be provoked, to be tested. We all have buttons, we all have limits, and that is the whole point. Growth means allowing those uncomfortable situations to teach us and learn from them to grow, to heal, to share more, even though, yes, we're tired, yes, we're frustrated. But can we take time out and be effective in redirecting the thinking, redirecting the emotional instability or physical discomfort, to be kind, to be stable, to be compassionate, because we all struggle. And it can be so deceptive because the outside can look so perfected that, oh, it must be great to be him or her without feeling energetically what's going on. How many of us are surprised that an athlete suddenly has a heart attack and dies? Or someone so well off commits a suicide? Or a couple that seems to be so happy together suddenly are getting a divorce? Resisting judgment and flowing that kindness. And like you said, laughter is medicine. Beauty is medicine. Joy is medicine and a creative force. How many of us accomplish things more quickly when we like what we do, when we have fun doing it together? It's to redefine our own tools, our own limits, our own ways we interact with this world to maintain that beauty and that kindness and that peace. So much starts with us.
Can I ask you a question and use an analogy? Our psyches, our ability to perceive that which is around us. And listeners, I'm opening the lines up at this point for your input and your comments and questions, if you will. Of course, the number is 347-838-9142. And just press 1 on the dial, and myself or Cecil will pick you up and put you in the background and give you the opportunity to comment or have a question, if you will. But we have, and what stimulated this question is some of the things that you just said. That sometimes we need to give ourselves a time out. It's almost as though we have to do a reset.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to reset your computer. If you get so much on it that it's overloaded, sometimes you have to clean it out. If you get a virus, sometimes, you can turn it off, and sometimes you'll turn it on and it'll reset without the virus being there. What I'm getting at is that we're bombarded with so much, and I know you work with clients around the country and beyond, around the world actually, in helping them to clear. And we're at a stage in our society where we're reaching, and I've been talking about this one for about 8 years, a critical mass where more and more, it's common, certainly not uncommon, that folks are beginning to understand that there's a critical mass, there's a spirituality to life that can't be denied. And, you know, James, I believe it's James Redford, his book Celestine Prophecy, which is somewhat of a fiction and nonfiction combined, Redfield, I believe, is his name. But he talks about a critical mass where we're more aware of our capability in terms of energy and perception, how we sense things on an energetic level, positive versus negative. We have those abilities, but I don't think it's a coincidence that they've been dulled. This is where I'm getting into the question. Is it coincidental that a lot of the things that we're bombarded with clog our filter? You know, because we have a filter to be able to filter out, and if we just bombard it with so much, that filter, if you will, just kind of just gets overburdened. Anything that has a filter in it, I don't care if it's your vacuum, if it's your automobile, if it's your coffee pot, if it has a filter and the filter stops working, invariably that thing that the filter is in is going to be damaged, because there are things that are going to get in it that are going to be harmful for it. And so taking that to the analogy of the human, we have filters, and I'm not talking about the senses, the eyes and nose and the taste and hearing and all of that. I'm talking about a natural innate sense that allows us to be able to perceive. And I think that, interestingly, as society evolves, that sense becomes more keen, but yet where we are now, it's becoming more dull because of how we're being bombarded with garbage, if I can use that technical term. And that leads to us perhaps, you know, not discerning and speaking, you know, to things that need to be spoken on. It's just so many things are around us that you say, well, how come no one said anything? How come no one's done anything about that? Why did it take so long to put two doors on a van? I mean, just some little things that we just get dulled by, and we get in a lockstep by and just go along with. And so I'm asking you, is that what I'm talking about, making sense from the professional perspective of clearing out? Because I know you work with clearing and cleaning out the energy, unblocking, if you will, and I do some of that with the pranic healing that I've come to study over the last 5 years or so. But I know yours is at another level, what you're doing. Can you speak to some of that? If and indeed I'm making sense, and if I'm not, Ula, you know, Ula, we talk, we keep it real, and I'm okay with it. I may disagree, but I'm okay to hear your perspective if it's not in line with what I'm thinking occurs with us. That was a long-winded kind of a question or inquiry to stimulate some conversation from your thought process.
I'm thinking along the same lines, because humanity has always been tested. We are here to be challenged. Each one of us needs to work with some definition who we are, what we are, why we are here, why do we need to be challenged, and what is here to that truly challenges us. and those answers can be stabilizing and discerning and giving us that stable foundation or not. And that is what we are here to visit and revisit and like I said, take inventory. How stable am I? Because that means how healthy am I physically, emotionally, mentally, and on this whole level. So just because we're bombarded, does it mean we're getting closer to pushing through that something or someone is trying to stop us or slow us down? Or have we created so much mess because we don't want to grow up? We want to be the children of God. Well, enough. This world needs us to be more grown up because we're here on a job. So how much misery, injustice do we need to see and feel for us to say no to and act accordingly and not wait for someone else to say something but actually act on it ourselves and do more kindness and do more justice and do more accountability for what we represent and how well we represent that divinity. And that's why I enjoy helping and also hearing the redefined success in life, redefined sexy, redefined beautiful, based on new definitions of I am aware, ooh, yum, that is sexy. I can get back to that inner peace. I did really well today because everyone around me was impatient and losing it. I did well. Today was a good day. I love hearing that. I check in with my students. We do have a psychic connection through the lineage, so sometimes I get little text message saying, did you check in on me? Yeah. But you didn't text. Yeah. I send you happy thoughts. And they felt it. And that helped them. And that is what different level of awareness about our powers, turning them on, activating those frequency structures, those light structures that we have in our light body, that is what makes it easier.
Do we all and have when those abilities?
We all have them. Some of us are already born with a little more opened up, a little more activated, but we all have them. That's what the ancients understood and prepared as technology for us. You want power? You want to remember? You want to be a better human? Here it is. Turn yourself on. Or ask someone to help you because some things we need someone else to come in and turn on for us.
Is there a negative side to it? Are there those that are enlightened that don't want others to be enlightened? And use some of that energy in a way that's not beneficial for all, or even more so, that is intended to prevent a segment from understanding those abilities. Have that played a role in some having advantages over others in the development of our society going all the way back? I mean, so many questions, so few answers, but what's your thought?
of course, the competition for our goodness rages on, and it has been here from the beginning. If we are here to bring light, are we welcome here, or are we here to be tested how well and committed we are to bringing light? Because light is power. And how much power can one handle? And what do we do with that power? That is what I call checking in, taking inventory, and doing something to make sure that we flow that power to create good in the world. Do we use that power to blow up and destroy and then drain? Or do we use that power to push through and create that opening for joy, for passion, for beauty? Power is power. What have we done with our divine power to take care of each other? One of my Facebook posts that got a lot of comments was, I was comparing the number of deaths from hunger to the number of deaths from COVID. And of course, a little ironic comparison. But the numbers are staggering, so I don't know what your numbers next week will show. But that was such a discussion. How silly I am in comparing those two numbers. Like, well, death is death. The end of someone bringing light and love to this world. Now, dying from hunger could probably be resolved a little sooner if we pulled together, if we were kinder to each other. How many children die of hunger? How many elderly are neglected? The virus has nothing to do with it. And we certainly don't need a vaccine or any medical intervention. We need open hearts and open minds to organize ourselves. So when I see that happen without government intervention, without waiting for someone else to do it, when we organize ourselves and do it to provide for each other, that is the everyday hero and superhero. And that is what creates that wave of good that others can tap into.
So that touches base to that question of what are we doing with the power and what are some others doing with their power, and are you using their power for good or for not so good? When you start talking about things like hunger, you know, I think about things like poverty. I think about the injustices of some people, especially groups of people that are ostracized. I was talking earlier, and I'm going to go there because that's what I do, and that's who I am, and that's my energy, and I'm going to allow it to be free. As an African American, I don't want to be divisive, but I want to be exact as well, and I don't want to suppress either. And so I have a concern there, because there are some who would say, oh, well, here you go talking about that again. But what is that? Is that not have the right to exist like anything else? Can it not be spoken on when there's a specific challenge that falls within that area? And can we discreetly, as we talk about this power,